妹妹早安。
Thank the Lord, we have come to the last session of this weekend retreat.
啊，感谢主，让我们在这个周末的夏令营，我们这个最后一次了。
I'm sure we all feel we've been greatly blessed.
啊，我想我们大家就觉得非常的受祝福。
And that the Lord has spoken and we've had wonderful fellowship.
啊，神都向我们说话，而且我们当中也很好的交通。
So we all know that the theme of this weekend's retreat is the new man.
我们都知道这次的主题是新人。
And our brother has been sharing on the new man and the church.
啊，我们的彭弟兄是分享到新人跟教会。
And my part is to share on the new man and the family.
啊，那我的部分是讲到新人啊跟家庭的关系。
So on the first morning, we spent some time looking at God's original purpose for the family.
啊，在我们第一次第一天的讲道里面，我们就讲到神在家庭啊原来的计划。
In Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, that it is clear that the family is at the center of God's will.
啊，在创世纪的第一章、第二章里面，很明显的家庭就是神啊旨意的中心。
But then unfortunately, what we spent our second day on was.
啊，但很不幸的，当我们到第二天的时候
，we see that men had fallen.
我们就讲到说啊，人。犯了罪了，堕落了。
And man had fallen not just into sin, but into the flesh.
人不但是犯罪啊，犯了罪，而且是更到他自己的肉体血气里面。
And then also then into the world.
啊，最后呢，甚至到整个世界里。
And we see the great impact that sin has had on the destruction of the family structure.
那我们就看到这个罪的结果呢，就到整个家庭的被破坏。
But thank God that our Lord provided the way out.
啊，但感谢主，神为我们安排了一个出路。
Provided the way of salvation.
啊，安排了一个救赎的道路。
Our Lord came to die for us on the cross.
我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死了。
He not only took care of our sins.
啊，不但为我们的罪。
But he also took care of our flesh.
啊，更是为我们的肉身肉体。
And also the world.
啊，更是世界。
And then he gave us his life.
他给我们一个新的生命。
And by that new life.
啊，依靠这个新的生命。
We have hope.
啊，我们有希望。
And as that life becomes bigger and bigger in our lives,
啊，当这个新的生命在我们里面越来越大的时候
，it will transform us.
啊，会改变我们这个人。
It will transform our children.
啊，也甚至会改变我们的孩子。
And then we can see that the family can be restored to the original purpose of God.
那我们就看到我们的家庭呢，被恢复到神原初的计划里面。
And as the families, each family becomes healthy.
啊，当每一个家庭都健全的时候
，and then when the families come together as the church，
啊，当所有家庭都在教会里面健全了
，you know for sure that the church will also be healthy。
那我们就知道我们的教会就会健全。
So if our families are not healthy，
如果我们家庭不健全的话
，if there is divisions and in our families，
如果我们家里有纷争了
，you can be sure that there will be divisions in the church。
那我们相信在教会也会有纷争。
If there is no character built up in the family,
如果在家庭里面我们有这个建立好这个品格
if there is no build up of character,
哦，如果没有建立这个品格的话，在家庭
then you can be sure that in the church you also find that there's no character built up.
那么在教会里面一样的就没有这个品格被建立。
So the two are intimately linked.
所以这两个家庭跟教会是啊互相关联的。
And so this morning we'd like to go a little bit further into this matter.
那么今天早上我们要在这个主题上继续的来继续看。
And specifically this morning we'd like to share on this matter of parenthood.
啊，今天早上我们特别要讲到为人父母的。
Apologies for those that are still single.
啊，为还在单身的啊，抱歉。
Or you still don't have children.
或者你还没有孩子的。
But maybe the Lord can use this in years to come.
啊，也许在不久将来，神会用到这些。
So let's read a portion of the scriptures in Psalm 127.
好，我们打开诗篇一百二十七。
Psalm 127 and verse 3.
诗篇一百二十七第三节。
Psalm 127 verse 3. Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth.
少年时的儿女好像勇士手中的剑。
How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate.
剑带充满的人便为有福，他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候必不至于羞愧。
So from this psalm, we can learn many things about this matter of parenthood.
从这诗篇里面我们可以学到很多有关为人父母的。
The first thing it says that, behold, children are the gift of the Lord.
这里讲到说呢，儿女呢是神的赏赐。
Actually, it can also be translated, children are the Lord's inheritance.
同时也可以翻成儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
And then the fruit of the womb is a reward.
所怀的胎呢是他所给的赏赐。
So we know that children are a blessing from God.
我们知道儿女是神给我们的祝福。
It is a gift from the Lord.
是一个神给的礼物。
Maybe sometimes you don't feel it is a reward.
也许有些时候你不觉得这是神给你的赏赐。
Maybe you feel it's more of a burden than a reward.
也许你会觉得是这个负担而不是赏赐。
But it certainly is a gift from the Lord.
但是这的确是神给我们的一个礼物。
And it indeed is a blessing from God.
也的确是一个祝福。
So, more than that,
而且
You remember when the Lord, in the New Testament, when some children wanted to approach the Lord,
我们在新约里面当孩子们到耶稣的面前的时候
the disciples said, no, 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 go away, go away.
门徒们说请你们小孩子离开。
But the Lord said, let the children come to me.
但主说呢让孩子到我面前来。
Because to such as these belongs the kingdom of heaven.
因为这些在天国里面的就像孩子一样。
So we certainly know that in the heart of God, children are a blessing.
所以我们知道在神的心中里面这个孩子是神的祝福。
And so hopefully we can recognize that it is a blessing from God.
希望我们可以看到这是神的祝福。
And we remember when we shared on Genesis chapter 1 and 2, it spoke about the fact that God said, be fruitful and multiply.
我们在创世纪第一章、第二章讲到神说呢，要变就是生养众多。遍满全地。
And then as the family spread out, then the mankind will fill the whole earth.
对，当人生养众多，那么就会遍满全地面。
So when God said, "Be fruitful and multiply," God was certainly blessing mankind.
所以神说生养众多的时候，神确实的是祝福人类。
And through these children, then the will of God could be fulfilled in the end.
经由这些孩子们，那神的旨意可以成就。
So man could be fruitful and multiply.
那么人可以生养众多。
So that we're clear about.
那就是我们可以很清楚的知道。
That children are a blessing from God.
那么儿女是神的祝福。
But not only that.
但不但如此。
If you look at it from a perspective that children are the Lord's inheritance.
如果我们看神孩子们是神所赐的产业。
This is a wonderful promise to us.
这是一个很大的一个应许。
That it is His inheritance.
这是神的产业。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
That these children belong to Him.
这个孩子们是属于神的。
So, on the one hand, it's a blessing from God to us.
一方面来讲是神给我们的祝福。
But on the other hand, it's His inheritance.
但另外一方面呢，他是儿女们是神的产业。
So He has full responsibility for them.
所以神对我们的孩子有完全的责任。
So that's why when you then read the beginning of Psalm 127, it starts to make sense.
所以当你从这样看的时候，你读诗篇127篇的时候，你就觉得有道理。
So if we read verse 1,
那么我们读第一节127第一节。
Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Verse 2, it is vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bread of painful labors, for he gives to his beloved even in his sleep.
第二节，你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
So here it says, it is vain for us to Unless the Lord builds the house, it is vain for us to do many things.
这里看见说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，那么我们一切都是枉然劳力。
Our labor is in vain.
我们的劳力是枉然的。
We get up early.
啊，我们清早起床。
So that we can go to work.
我们可以去工作。
So that we can make ends meet.
啊，我们可以为生活忙碌。
We can provide food for our children.
我们可以为我们的孩子们提供食物。
So we start to save money.
啊，我们存钱。
Because college tuition is going up.
哦，因为这个大学学费太贵了，越来越贵。
And so it's actually good that you live in Seattle.
啊，在西雅图还算不错。
University of Washington is pretty good school.
啊，华大是蛮好的学校。
And I actually found out it's actually still relatively cheap.
啊，我才最近发现还相当的便宜。
You don't have the problems we have on the East Coast.
啊，你没有我们东岸的问题。
Even a state school costs $30,000 a year.
哦，就算是我们州立的大学，还要一年35,000美金。
If you want to go to a private school,
哦，若是到私立学校的话
，it could be 50,000, 60,000, or 70,000, including everything.
哇，就是要大概56,000，包括生活费。
So you probably don't want to move to the East Coast.
啊，你们大概不想搬到东岸。
But in any case, but the Lord says here, it is vain for you to rise up early to retire late to eat the bread of painful labors, for He gives to His beloved even in His sleep.
啊，这边第二节讲得很清楚，就是你们清早起来，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有耶和华说，亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
So especially in these dark days.
啊，特别在今天这样子个黑暗的时代。
It is so easy for us to be concerned for our children.
啊，我们会很自然的就我们自己为孩子来安排。
It is normal for us to be worried for them.
啊，我们会关心他们。
As they go into this.Great and terrible wilderness.
我们会担心他们在这个啊可怕的世界里面。
How are we to protect them?
那我们怎么样来保护他们呢
？How are we to raise them up?
我们怎么样来教养他们
？But the Lord says it is He who is the one that builds the house.
但这里告诉我们说是神在建造房屋。
So unless He does the work,
啊，除非神工作
，we worry in vain.
啊，我们所有的烦恼都枉然。
So let us not worry.
所以让我们不要忧虑。
But what we ought to do.
但我们必须要做的
is we need to entrust them to the Lord.
我们必须要把孩子托付给主。
So I remember that when we had both our kids, I have a 7-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old son.
啊，我有七岁的女儿，五岁的儿子。
I remember that the first day that they were born,
啊，我
that we brought them home.
啊，我记得第一天我带他们到回到家里的时候。
So my wife and I, we knelt down and committed them back to the Lord.
啊，我跟我的妻子就跪下来，把他们交托给神。
Because we knew it was such a great responsibility.
因为我们感觉到这是一个很大的责任。
But yet at the same time,
但同时在这个同时呢
，we also claim this verse.
啊，我们也认识到是神的托付，是神的责任。
The Lord, you said they are your inheritance.
因为神说这是啊他的产业。
So we give them back to you.
所以我们把这个产业交托再交回给神。
They are the safest in your hands.
因为我们知道在神的手上才是安全的。
So this is the secret.
啊，所以这是啊秘诀。
So because of this.
啊，因为这样的缘故。
Then if you read on to Psalm 128.
如果你读到啊诗篇128篇的时候。
You also then find.This truth.
啊，你也发现这个真理。
So what is the secret for us to raise our children?
那什么是我们教养孩子的秘诀呢？
Psalm 128 verse 1. How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways.
就是128篇的第一节，凡敬畏耶和华、遵行他道的人，便为有福。
Everyone who fears the Lord.
凡是敬畏耶和华的。
Verse 2, when then you will shall eat of the fruit of your hands, and you will be happy, and it will be well with you.
啊，第二节说，你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福，事情顺利。
Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine within your house, your children like olive plants around your table.
啊，第三节，你妻子在你的内室，好像多结果子的葡萄树，你儿女围绕你的桌子，好像。
Behold, for thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord.
看啊，敬畏耶和华的人必要这样蒙福。
The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
愿耶和华从锡安赐福给你，愿你一生一世看见耶和华的好处。
Indeed, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel.
愿你看见你儿女的儿女，愿平安赐归于以色列。
So there is a key here.
啊，所以这有一个啊要点在这里。
Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord.
就是凡敬畏耶和华的，便会变为有福。
So we know that it is a daunting task to raise our children.
我们知道今天要教养孩子是一个啊非常重大的一个事情。
It is a great responsibility.
是一个非常大的一个责任。
But here the Lord says we need to fear Him.
但这边神告诉我们的秘诀就是要敬畏他。
Why do we need to fear him?
为什么我们需要敬畏神呢？
Because in order to raise our children,
因为为了要教养我们的孩子，
we need the wisdom of God.
我们需要神的智慧。
They are not like a plant.
他们不像是植物。
You just pour some water,
你就把它放一些水，
give it some sun,
啊，给一些阳光，
and then it grows up.
它自己就生长。
It's much more complicated than that, right?
远比这个更复杂。
So we certainly need a lot of wisdom to be able to raise him.
所以我们绝对需要神的智慧。
So what does Proverbs 1:7 tell us?
啊，这个在箴言的第一章第七节告诉我们什么呢？
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
So how are we to have wisdom?
那我们怎么样会有智慧呢？
We need to fear the Lord.
我们需要敬畏神。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
That's the secret.
那就是秘诀。
We need to seek Him first.
我们要寻求他。
Okay, so then we continue to read in Psalm 127.
啊，那我们继续的读诗篇127篇。
It said in verse 4.
啊，第四节说。
Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth.
少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑。
How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate.
剑带充满的人变为有福，他们在城门口。和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。
So in Genesis, we read about the fact that God said, "Be fruitful and multiply."
啊，在创世纪我们看见神说生养众多。
But that was a general statement for all of mankind.
啊，这是对所有人类的啊一个这个
a general statement. General statement. 啊，就是对。
对所有人类啊，都需要听这个话。
It's a joint responsibility to fill the earth.
就是所有人类的这个责任，就是要遍满地面。
And we already said the children are a blessing from God.
啊，我们也看见这个孩子是神的祝福。
But then here in verse 5 it says something else.
啊，那第五节又说了。
Now when it comes to specifics,
他说到更啊这个
具体化。
具体化。
How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them?
啊，这个是勇啊，这个箭袋充满的人是有福的。
So when your quiver is full of arrows,
当你的箭袋里面充满了箭的时候
，or full of children,
啊，或者就是说啊，我们充满了孩子的时候
，so that's the promise from God that it is a blessing.
啊，这是从神来的祝福。
But the question is this.
但问题是这样子。
Everybody's quiver is different size.
啊，每一个人的箭袋是不同的大小。
Some quivers are bigger.
啊，某些人是大一点。
Some quivers are smaller.
某些人箭袋小一点。
So some quivers maybe will have no arrows.
啊，也许某些人箭袋什么也没有箭。
But some maybe just one.
啊，也许有些人只有一个。
So God created all the mothers differently.
啊，神造每一个母亲都不同。
And this is something that you cannot copy.
啊，这是你没有办法复制它。
So some mothers are able to handle one.
啊，某些母亲可以带一个孩子。
Some can handle two.
啊，也许有些可以带两个。
Some, like the mother of John and Charles Wesley, can handle 19.
哇，约翰·卫斯理可以有19个孩子。
So the and not only 19 of them.
啊，不但是只有人多19个。
So in one family, she was able to produce both John Wesley and Charles Wesley.
哇，她这个家庭里面出了两个有名的人。
So for sure, this is something that you can't copy.
啊，这是绝对我没办法复制。
It's the Lord's special grace.
这是神特别的恩惠在她身上。
So how big and how small this quiver is should be determined by the Lord.
那么这个箭袋要多大呢？这是神决定的。
So today, especially in the United States,
啊，尤其在美国，这个
there's a lot of talk about, you know, planned parenthood. Planned parenthood. 是计划生育。
哦哦，就在美国很多讲到这个计划生育。
So, because you know the traditional American family has a house with two car garages.
啊，因为传统的美国家庭呢有两个车库。
And then you have a white picket fence.
啊，而且有这个周围有这篱笆围着。
And then you have 2.5 children.
啊。你还有两个孩子
two and a half
两个半孩子
so anyway, one is too little
啊、哦，一个还太小了
they'll be too lonely
所以他很孤单
so two is perfect
啊，两个正好
because when, by the time you get to three it gets too expensive
啊，但是如果三个话太贵了
but you hear from this it's very clear
但在这里很清楚告诉我们
that he whose quiver is full of them is blessed
啊，他的箭袋充满的人是有福的
But this really shouldn't be up to us.
但这个是
这不应该
是我们的。
This should be up to God.
啊，这应该是神来决定，不是我们决定。
Because it is His inheritance.
因为这是神的产业。
So I think that's an important point.
这是一个很重要的观点，我们要知道。
But with that said,
啊，我们说了这些。
There's something here that's very interesting.
啊，这里有一些有趣的事。
It says that like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth.
这也就是说呢。这个少年时的儿女呢，好像勇士手中的剑。
So you discover that this that children are described as arrows.
啊，这里看到我们的比喻就是说呢，儿女就是像那剑一样。
So what is these arrows? What are these arrows going to be used for?
那么这些剑呢，做什么用呢
？Is so that it can reach the enemy's territory.
哦，原来这个箭呢是要射到敌人的阵地里面去。
So then in verse 5 it says, when they speak with it, they will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate.
啊，因为在这边说到第五节的后半说，他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。
So these cannot just be twigs.
啊，这些不能只有是树枝。
So you can take twigs and then put them in your quiver.
你可以把随便摘一个树枝呢，放在你的箭袋里。
But it's not going to shoot very far.
但是你射的时候呢，跑不远。
So what does that mean?
那这什么意思呢
？They cannot just be twigs.
啊，他们不是只有树枝。
They need to be sharpened.
他们必须要削尖。
So that one day they can be effective arrows.
他们会成为有用的箭。
And not only that.
啊，不止这样子。
This arrow can reach the enemy's territory.
这个箭可以达到敌人的阵地。
So as we mentioned that in the original purpose of God.
当我们提到神原初的计划的时候。
God created man a little lower than the angels.
神造人比天使微小一点。
God did not just destroy Satan.
神没有自己去亲自啊毁坏天使。
Because that would only demonstrate his power.
那这只能显示神的能力。
But God made man a little lower than the angels.
但神造人比天使微小一点。
So that one day man would defeat the enemy, even though he was lower than the angel.
有一天呢，虽然这个微小的人呢，比天使微小一点的人，可以把这个啊，可以来打败天使。
Then God would demonstrate His wisdom.
那么就可以显出神的智慧来。
And His glory.
还有他的荣耀。
So you see, these arrows are to be used. And to hit the enemy's territory.
So we 看到这个箭呢是要射到敌人阵地。
So in order to fulfill the purpose of God,
来成就神的旨意。
So brothers and sisters,
啊弟兄姐妹们
，we have a great responsibility.
我们有很大的责任。
We cannot just leave our children just to be twigs.
我们不能让我们的孩子们好像就啊树枝一样。
They need to be arrows.
他们必须要像箭。
They need to be useful in the hand of God.
他们必须要在神的手上成为有用的器皿。
So, what does that mean?
那这什么意思呢
？That means we need to let them grow up.
我们需要让他们成长。
And then for them to be able to have character.
啊，他们身上必须要显出品格来。
So through this character.
啊，经由这些品格。
So then they will be like those arrows.
他们会成为这个箭。
And effective.
然后有效的、有用的箭。
So brothers and sisters, when we raise our children.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，当我们啊教养我们的孩子。
What is our focus?
啊，我们的焦点是什么呢
？Are we raising them to be arrows effective in the hand of God?
啊，我们是否教养他们成为在神手中有用的箭
？Or are we just raising them to be successful in the world?
或者我们只教养他们成为在世界上成功的人
？Or they can make some money?
或者他们可以赚大钱
？Or make a name for themselves and ourselves?
啊，或者是他们可以让他们或者我们成为啊 有名望的。
It is certainly wonderful to be able to say, "Oh, my kid goes to Harvard."
啊，当然，我们很高兴说我们孩子到哈佛去。
Or Stanford.
啊，或者是 Stanford.
Or to say, "Oh, my son or my daughter is a doctor."
啊，或者说我的孩子们啊是医生。
Or he was able to get to be first chair in orchestra.
啊，或者在交响乐团里面是第一把手。
But the question is this.
但问题是
，If we raise them to be just successful in the world.
啊，我们如果把他们教养成为世界上成功的人
，Are they able to be an arrow in the hand of God?
那他们可以成为神手中有用的箭吗
？Can they actually be able to penetrate into the enemy's?
他们可以打到敌人的阵地里去吗
？Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter.
啊，弟兄姐妹，这是一个非常严肃的问题。
But this teaches us.Of the purpose that God has in giving us children.
啊，这个就是告诉我们，神在我们的孩子身上是有一个目的。
It is a blessing.
是一个祝福。
It is His inheritance.
啊，是他的产业。
But His inheritance is there for a purpose.
但是他的产业呢，是就是他的目的。
Okay. So we have a great responsibility to shape them to become arrows.
所以我们有一个很大的责任，要把他们削成为像箭一样。
So the question is this.
那么问题是
，When is the responsibility done?
什么时候是我们的责任完成
？So we know that God has entrusted them into our hands.
所以我们知道神把他们托付在我们的手上。
But we know that they are His possession.
但我们知道他是神的拥有的。
To be used by Him.
啊，被他所使用。
So in Genesis chapter 2 verse 24.
在创世纪的二章二十四节
，It says, "For this reason, a man shall leave his mother and his father and his mother, and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh."
所以创世纪二章二十四节说，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，两人成为一体。
When they are ready to be married,
当他们准备要结婚的适婚年龄。
When they are ready to be married,
哦，他们准备好要结婚呢。
Then we know that they are mature.
那我们知道他们是成熟了。
And then now they can have their own family unit.
他们可以有他们自己的家庭。
So brothers and sisters, our children are not our own possession.
我们知道弟兄姐妹们，孩子不是我们拥有的。
Somehow we will direct them for the rest of their lives.
啊，我们可以引导他们的余生。
I know it's especially hard for Chinese parents.
啊，我们知道对中国的父母是有点困难。
Because Chinese parents love their children so much.
因为中国的孩子们啊，中国的孩子很爱他们的家庭。
They want to do everything for him.
啊，他们要把所有东西都给他们。
And I know of a particular family.
啊，我认识一些啊特别的家庭。
That the mother planned the whole life of their kids.
啊，他们的母亲为他们的孩子预备了一生。
And you know, put a lot of pressure on their kids when they were growing up.
啊，在他们成长过程里面，给他们很大压力。
And then, And then she it actually went according to her plan.
啊，而且呢，这是真是照他母亲的这个计划。
And then the son went to Harvard.
啊，儿子到哈佛去。
The daughter went to Yale.
哇，这个女儿到耶鲁大学。
Yes. But you know what?
但你知道结果呢？
But there was so much pressure on the kids.
因为他们有孩子有太大的压力了。
That even though the son went to Harvard,
虽然说儿子到哈佛去
he had a really hard time at Harvard.
他在学校里面啊蛮困难的。
So what he did was he actually just went to help some blind people to read.
啊，他就是去帮助一些眼睛瞎的盲人呢来读书。
Somehow it could make up for his feeling of inadequacy at Harvard.
让他感觉到他在哈佛里面的这个好像弥补他在 was that how to say in Akron
他的不足
他的不足他在哈佛因为很困难他有点 struggle 所以他就觉得说这样弥补他自己觉得感觉不足
so and then the daughter even though she went to Yale
女儿甚至她到耶鲁大学去
she had a nervous breakdown
他也有神经的整个的这个问题。
So even into their 40s, neither of them were married.
哇，甚至这两个孩子到40岁都没有结婚。
So you see this.
所以你们看到。
So you may have a certain idea about how to raise your children.
那你们会看到这个教养孩子的这个问题。
You may have a wonderful plan.
你也许有很好的计划。
She felt they were her possession.
他认为孩子就是他拥有的。
Everything had to go according to her plan.
每一个事件都要照他所规划的。
So recently there was this woman that wrote a book about how to be a tiger mom, right?
哦，最近你们都看一个母亲写一本书，叫做《老虎妈妈》。
So,
虎妈妈。
The strong mom.
啊，就是。
Very dominant. The children need to do exactly as she plans.
啊，这个妈妈就是传统的，就是要儿子们做，孩子们做所有事都她所规划的。
But that's not according to the Bible.
啊，但是这不符合圣经的教导。
Children are inheritance of the Lord.
啊，孩子是神的产业。
And our responsibility ends when they become a unit on their own.
啊，当他们两个人成为一体的时候，我们的责任是结束的。
So when you start having grandchildren, you can play with them.
啊，当你有孙子的时候，你可以跟他们玩。
You can spoil them.
啊，你可以纵容一点他们。
Because then you can give it back to the parents.
因为你可以成为。
因为你可以还他，
好像是
把小孩再还到，
好像把孩子再还给他的父母，你不要去管他是你的儿子。
Yeah, so grandparents, please play the good guy.
所以祖父母们，请你们做一个好的角色。
Because the responsibility is with the parents.
因为这个责任是在他们的父母，不在你的身上。
But even so,
啊，虽然这样子
，even though they're a unit on their own.
虽然是他们自己成为一体
，But if you've developed a relationship with them，
但如果你跟他们建立好的关系
，During important junctures of their lives，
在他们人生的重要的观点的时候
，They will still come back and consult with you。
他们仍然会来问你一些他们需要啊的问题。
They will still come back and consult with you。
啊，他们会来问你一些他们人生里面他们需要人家来给他们指导。
Because they honor you。
啊，因为他们尊敬你。
If they don't talk to you, then there's some issue with your child raising.
啊，如果他们不跟你讲话的话，那就是你在教养他们的中间可能。
But anyway,
啊，但不论如何
，when we come, then we come back to the word.
好，那我们再回到神的话语。
So, in this matter of how to raise the children.
啊，在讲到怎么样教养孩子的问题。
We spoke about the fact that we need wisdom, right?
我们讲到说我们需要智慧。
And there was no one like Solomon who had wisdom like he did.
啊，在这个圣经里面没有一个人比所罗门的智慧更多。
But before we get into the story of Solomon,
但我们在讲到所罗门的故事之前
，we need to actually even go back further in time.
啊，我们甚至要再回到更久的时代。
How did Solomon come about?
啊，所罗门怎么样子成为这样子的
？Actually, we need to go back to David.
我们需要回到他的父亲大卫。
Now we know David was a man after God's own heart.
我们知道大卫是合神心意的王。
He was one who loved God.
他是爱神的。
He knew what was in God's heart.
他认识神的心意。
So one day when there was peace all around,
啊，当有一天四周都和平安静的时候
，David with his house made of cedar.
啊，大卫为他的家建立香柏木的房子。
No, he was in his house of cedar.
哦，他在香柏木的房子里面。
And then when he was there, he was thinking.
当他住在这个香柏木房子，他在思想。
He said, "I am living in this wonderful cedar house."
我住在这么美丽的香柏木房子里面。
But God was still living in the tent.
但神仍然住在帐幕里。
So David wanted to build a house for God.
所以大卫呢，要为神建立一个家。
So then God was greatly touched by David's heart.
神对大卫的心感动了。
He said, "You're the only one that has thought about me."
他说你是唯一的一个人
想到我。Man always thinks about their own needs.
人都想到他自己。
But here, David was thinking about God's needs.
但这有一个人，大卫，他想到神的需要。
So David knew that God was wandering around in a tent.
啊，大卫认识到神在旷野的游荡里面，他就只住在帐幕里。
But then, so David wanted to build him a house.
所以大卫要为神建立一个家。
So because God was so touched,
神非常感动。
But at the same time, God said, "David, you can't build me a house."
但同时呢，神说大卫，你不可以为我建立家。
Because your hand is has too much blood.
因为你的手流太多血。
Because of all the wars that David had to fight.
因为大卫很多征战。
So what did God then say?
那神说什么呢
？In 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 12.
在撒母耳记下第七章
，verse 12.
十二节。
When your days are complete and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your descendant after you, who will come forth from you, and I will establish his kingdom.
撒母耳记下第七章十二节，你受数满足，与你列祖同岁的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位， 我也必坚定他的国。
He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
Now, because David wanted to build God a house,
因为大卫要为神建立家，
God was so touched.
神非常的感动。
God then actually said, David, no, I will build your house.
神反而向大卫说，我要建立你的家。
In other words, I will establish your family.
我要建立你的家。
I will establish your descendants.
我要建立你的后裔。
And then one of them will build me a house.
其中的一个后裔呢，要为我建造家庭。
Actually, that was a dual prophecy.
这是双重的预言。
On the one hand, he was referring to Solomon.
一方面来讲，讲到所罗门王。
Solomon eventually will build the temple.
所罗门是建造圣殿。
But if you look further into time,
但如果你往时间往前继续看，
this also referred to our Lord Jesus Christ.
也同时在主耶稣基督的身上成就。
That one day he will build the house of God.
有一天他要建立神的家。
The church.
教会。
So God was touched by David.
所以神对大卫非常感动。
But God here showed David that there was an order.
在这里呢，神给大卫看见一个次序。
That before my house can be built,
在我的家能够被建立之前，
I need to build your house.
我要建立你的家。
So you see,
所以你看到。
So today, if we want to see the house of God built,
今天如果我们看见神的家被建立，
God tells us first, I need to build your house.
神告诉我们，我们的家庭必须要先被建立。
Even if we have a heart to see the testimony of God to be a reality,
虽然我们要愿意看见神的见证被成就，
for the church to be built,
让教会被建立。
But God here shows us that He first needs to build our house.
那神看，让我们看见我们首先要建立我们的家。
So that's what happened, right?
这就是这边发生的事。
So then, David had Solomon.
所以大卫就生了所罗门。
So, but remember, so what happened to Solomon?
那么所罗门后来怎么样呢？
So Solomon became king.
所罗门成为一个国王。
And then God came to Solomon one day and appeared to him.
神有一天向所罗门显现。
And 1 Kings chapter 5, I think it's good if we read there.
我们翻开列王记上第五章 ,chapter 5.
Yep, verse 5.
好，我们看列王记上第五章第五节。
7. Okay, behold, I intend to build a house for the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord God spoke to David my father, saying, Your son, whom I will set on your throne in your place, he will build the house for my name.
第五章第五节，这边就讲到说，我定义要为耶和华我神的名建殿，是照耶和华应许我父亲大卫的话说，我必使你儿子接续你做你的位，他必为我的名建殿。
Before that, sorry. Okay, sorry. Even before that, it's chapter 3.
对不起，是第三章。回到列王记上第三章。
Verse 5. Sorry, chapter 3, verse 5.
是列王记上第三章第五节。
And then, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night, and God said, Ask what you wish me to give you.
三章五节，在基遍夜间梦中，耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说，你愿我赐你什么，你可以求。
And verse 7, Now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in the place of my father David, yet I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in.
啊，第七节，耶和华我的神啊，如今你使仆人接续我父亲大卫作王，但我是幼童，不知道应当怎样出入。
Verse 8, your servant is in the midst of your people which you have chosen, a great people who are too many to be numbered or counted.
第八节，仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数。
So give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?
所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨别是非，不然谁能判断这众多的民呢？
It was pleasing in the sight of the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. God said to him, Because you have asked this thing and have not asked for yourself long life, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have you asked for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself discernment to understand justice.
所罗门因为求这事就蒙主喜悦，神对他说，你既然求这事，不为自己求寿求富，也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命，单求智慧可以听颂。
Behold, I have done according to your words. Behold, I have given you a wise and discerning heart, so that there has been no one like you before, nor shall one like you arise after you.
十二节，我就应允你所求的，是你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。
I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there will not be any among the kings like you all your days. If you walk in my ways, keep my statutes and commandments as your father David walked, then I will prolong your days.
十三十四，你所没有求的，我也赐给你，就是富足、尊荣，使你在世的日子，列王中没有一个能比你的。你若效法你父亲大卫，遵行我的道，谨守我的律例诫命，我必使你长寿。
So you know the story very well.
啊，我想你们都知道这个故事。
So normally when God would ask somebody, somebody would probably ask for riches or long life.
啊，神如果跟你讲说你可以求，那我们大部分人就会求长寿，求富足。
But it was pleasing in the sight of God that actually Solomon asked for wisdom.
啊，因为所罗门求智慧。啊，让神很喜悦。
But because he asked for wisdom,
因为他求智慧，
the Lord gave him all the other things, riches and a long life, if he pleased God.
神也把其他的富足跟啊长寿都给了他。
So the Bible tells us that there was none like Solomon before or after.
所以圣经说，在他之前，在他之后，没有一个人像所罗门这样有智慧。
And he wrote over 3,000 proverbs.
啊，他写了三千。
超过三千个
箴言
and then songs were 1,005.
啊，诗篇啊，一百零五首。
啊，不 ，just
a 一千零五首。
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's so you get the point.
啊，所以你们知道这些。
So Solomon was a very wise man.
所以所罗门是非常有智慧的王。
So when God told David that you shall not build my house.
当神跟大卫说呢，你不可以建造我的家。
Solomon is the one that will build my house.
所罗门是我拣选来建造我的家室。
And then God also told David that this is the order that things needed to happen.
这就是神跟大卫所说的秩序。
I need to build your house first.
我先要建立你的家室。
So Solomon actually had two great building projects.
啊，所以其实所罗门有两个伟大的计划。
On the one hand, he was building the temple of God.
啊，一方面他是建造神的圣殿。
But actually, at the same time, he was building his palace.
但同时呢，他也建造自己的王宫。
So when the two were happening at the same time,
啊，当这两个同时建造，
it was hard for you to distinguish between whether he was building the palace or the house of God.
啊，让我们就不知道他是啊先建造这，他是建造这个王。圣殿，
but outwardly he was building his palace.
啊，在外面来看，他是建造他的皇宫。
But that was just a structure to speak about him building his own house.
啊，这是外面代表他建造他的家室。
Or building up his own family.
啊，或建立他的家。
And so then what we need to do is then we need to glean from the wisdom of Solomon.
我们需要从所罗门的智慧里面来吸取学习。
How was it that he built up his own family?
他如何建造他的家？
How did he train his children?
他怎么样来 教养他的孩子。
So that's why we need to come to the book of Proverbs.
所以我们需要来看箴言。
So in the full book of Proverbs,
在整本箴言里面
you'll see that it's divided into a few parts.
啊，我们看见它是分成几个部分。
So first, you have Proverbs chapter 1 to chapter 9.
第一个部分就第一章到第九章。
So from chapter 1 to chapter 7,
从第一章到第七章
you see the father giving instructions to his son.
你看见父亲给儿子的训诲。
He said, my son, my son, my son.
说我的儿我的儿啊。
And then chapter 8 and chapter 9,
第八章跟第九章
you actually here see the father himself.
你看见这个父亲的本身
that he was the personification of wisdom
他就是智慧的化身
so he was not just preaching wisdom
他不只是只有来教导智慧
but he was wisdom himself
他其实就是智慧的本身
actually this is prophetic to speak of the Lord
其实就是要讲到我们耶稣基督的预言讲到
the Lord truly is the personification of wisdom
当然我们的主耶稣基督确实就是智慧的化身
But from chapter 1 to chapter 9 you see the father
所以从第一章到第九章你看到这个父亲本身
And then from chapter 10 to chapter 30 you see his instruction
第十章到第三十章你看见这个父亲的教导训诲
You see the children of wisdom
你看见智慧之子
So I'll explain a little bit what that means
那我稍微解释往后我会解释这些。
And then interesting enough,
很有趣的。
Hezekiah actually had a part in writing part of Proverbs.
Hezekiah,
西西家。
哦，西西家事实上也有写部分的箴言。
Proverbs 25.
箴言第二十五章。
So, and onwards.
二十五章之后。
Proverbs until later, yes.
二十五章之后。
So, do you know who Hezekiah was?
你们知道西西家王是谁吗？
Who was Hezekiah?
谁是西西家王？
Do you remember?
你们记得吗?
Who was Hezekiah? Hezekiah was related to Solomon.
他是跟所罗门有关的吗?
So Hezekiah was Solomon's grandson, right? Correct?
他是所罗门的曾孙子
it's probably not grandson. Anyway, he was son of Ahaz, right?
是亚哈斯的孙子，
亚哈斯的儿子。
儿子，亚哈孙的儿子。
Well, anyway, so my point is this: that he was also a king.
我的观点，我的一就是说观点就是他也是一个王。
He was also descendant of David.
他也是大卫的子孙。
So you see that from Proverbs 10 to Proverbs 30.
我们看见从箴言的第十章到第三十章。
It speaks about how these proverbs were for his son.
讲到说，这是一个箴言，怎么样讲他的孙。
Not just his son, but his son's sons.
就是这个箴言是讲到他这些子孙，不是
只有儿子。So on and so forth.
所有他的后代子孙。
Didn't God say, "I'm going to build your house"?
神说我要建立你的家室。
And what does that mean? God was establishing the throne of David.
神要建立大卫的王位。
Anyway, so God was not just building Solomon, but also David's descendants.
神不是只有建立所罗门，是他后裔的子孙。
And then you come to Proverbs 31.
那么你到箴言的三十一章。
I don't know if you know this, but there it talks about the virtuous woman.
你们不知道，你们知不知道？他是讲到才德的妇女。
And there you see the mother.
你看见母亲。
The mother of wisdom.
智慧的母亲。
So we'll go into this a little bit more in detail.
往后我们会讲到更细节的。
Okay. But so that's why Proverbs should be able to show us the wisdom needed to train up our children.
我们就从箴言看见，我们需要智慧来。教养我们的孩子。
So we spoke about the fact that we need to raise our children up in an environment so that they can become arrows.
我们讲到说我们怎么样用这个我们怎么样在我们教导孩子里面呢我们来塑造他们成为这个有用的箭。
But how do we do it?
那我们怎么样子做到呢
How can we have character built up in them?
我们怎么样在他们身上有品格
I think the most important thing is setting an example for them.
最重要就是给他们有一个模范，有一个榜样看。
So I remember that one day my daughter, when she was younger, I think she was 3, and she had a prayer.
有一天呢，我的女儿三岁的时候，她在祷告。
He said, "Dear Lord Jesus."
她说，亲爱的主。
I want to be like you, just a lamb.
我要像你一样，像一只羊。
I don't want to be like my parents, 2 tigers.
我不要像我的父母一样，就是凶巴巴的。
不，两只老虎。
两只老虎。
So you see?
你看到了吗？
So we left an impression on her.
我们在孩子的身上，他们看见的。
She learned about the fact that the Lord Jesus was like a lamb.
她看见主耶稣就像那羊羔。
But what she saw at home were 2 tigers.
她看到家里两个。就是像老虎一样。
So that's not a good example.
这不是一个好的榜样。
But when in any case,
但无论如何
，I remember when I grew up.
当我成长的时候
，and my parents served as an example for me.
我的父母是一个好的榜样。
They never preached to us at home.
他们在家里不会来教训我们。
But I can remember certain examples that they set for us.
他们我们在他们身上看到一些榜样。
The first thing was language.
第一个就是言语。
The way they spoke.
他们说话的方式。
They never spoke carelessly.
他们从来不会粗心大意的随便说。
You would never hear a bad word in our house.
他们的口中不会出脏话。
But not even not a bad word, but not so good of a word.
他们不会说不好听的话。
也不说粗话，
也不会说粗话。
Yeah, so that was never in our family.
我们家里不会发生这些事情。
So I don't remember if you remember. I don't know if you remember when Lot was being told that Sodom and Gomorrah was going to get judged.
当你们知道罗德被神告诉他说索多玛要被审判。
And when he was telling his sons-in-laws, "We need to get out of here."
当他跟他的孩子讲说，我们必须要离开这里。
His sons-in-laws thought he was just joking.
他们的孩子认为他是在开玩笑。
So you know that Lot probably normally joked a lot.
所以我们可以看见罗德可能跟孩子们平常就常开玩笑。
So this time his word carried no weight.
所以他的话语在这次呢就没有显出分量来。
So brothers and sisters, our words at home are so important.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在家里我们讲的话要是有分量，要小心。
The other impression that my parents left on me.
另外一个我父母给我的印象
was they were always hospitable.
他们永远都是非常好客的。
I remember growing up.
我记得成长过程。
I had so many. We were in Brazil.
我们在巴西。
We had so many relatives come from Taiwan.
我们有很多从台湾来的亲戚。
And they were in the process of migrating to Brazil.
他们在我们这个移民到巴西的。
But in my house, there were always so many people.
在我们家里从来有总是有很多的人。
Because they would come and then they would need a place to stay.
因为他们来，他们总是需要个地方可以住。
They would stay up, you know, a month or two or three.
他们甚至待一个月、两个月、三个月。
So that was the impression I always had.
那就是我成长过程中的印象。
They were always generous to brothers and sisters.
他们对人对弟兄姐妹非常的慷慨。
I remember brothers and sisters always come to our house.
我们记得弟兄姐妹常到我们的家来。
They were always having fellowship with my father.
他们常到我的家跟我父亲
交通。I don't remember what they talked about.
我不记得他们讲什么话。
But my impression was this.
但我的印象是。
Our home was always open.
我们家总是开放的。
So this thing about being hospitable.
这讲到说我们接待客人。
Left an impression on me.
在我身上有留下很好印象。
My mom always used to quote a verse to me.
我妈妈常在讲圣经里面的一个经文。
And that is in Hebrews 13 verse 2.
就在希伯来书十三节章第二节。
I don't remember exactly, but it says that you should be hospitable.
我不知道它里面详细的经文，但是我知道他说我们要接待客旅，要好客。
Because you don't know when you have hosted angels.
因为你不知道你。可能会接到天使。
So this was an impression left on me.
这就是我成长的印象。
So examples are the most important way to teach our children.
所以我们看见教导孩子榜样是很重要的。
Our brother yesterday said we are to imitate Christ.
我们的弟兄昨天讲到说我们要效法基督。
When we imitate Christ,
当我们效法基督的时候
and then our children then imitate us.
那我们的孩子效法我们
you know what the results will be.
你们就知道结果是什么了。
So, We need to serve as examples.
所以我们需要做一个榜样。
So there's a, I think in Chinese it says, 言教不如身教。So, anyway.
中国人说言教不如身教。
So it's, so basically, an example carries so much more weight than just teaching, right?
是我们的榜样是远重于我们的说话。
But at the same time, instruction is important.
但是呢教导也是很重要的。
So there are two main ways that Solomon talks about how do we instruct our children.
在这里所罗门讲到两个方面我们怎么样来教导我们的孩子。
First is through instruction.
首先就是所谓的教导。
And then second is through discipline.
第二个就是所谓的训诲管教。
So let's read in Proverbs chapter 1.
让我们来读箴言的第一章。
1 verse 3, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity.
第一章的第三节，使人处事，领受智慧，仁义，公平，正直的训诲。
To give prudence to the naive, to the youth, knowledge, and discretion.
第四节，使愚人灵明，使少年人有知识和谋略。
And then verse 8, hear my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching.
第八节，我儿要听你父亲的训诲，不可离弃你母亲的法则。
Indeed, they are a graceful wreath to your head and ornaments about your neck.
因为这要做你头上的华冠，你项上的金链。
So this is the first thing.
这是第一个事情。
And the second method is discipline in chapter 13.
那么第二个方面呢，就讲到管教训诲，第十三章
，verse 24.
二十四节。
He who withholds his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently.
十三章二十四节，不忍用杖打儿子的，是恨恶他；疼儿子的，随时管教。
And then in chapter 22 and verse 15.
二十二章十五节。二十二章十五节。
It says, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of discipline will remove it far from him.
愚蒙迷住孩童的心，用管教的杖可以远远赶除。
So you can see from Proverbs, there are two ways that we bring up our children.
所以从箴言我们可以看到两方面我们来教养孩子。
One way is through instruction.
第一个就从教导。
And then one is through discipline.
第二个就从训诲管教。
Both are needed.
两方面都需要。
Now, when it comes to instruction, you know, that we have no issues with that.
我想从教导方面我们都没有问题。
But the question then comes is how do we discipline them?
那么问题是我们怎么样管教他?
It is clear from the word that the rod is needed.
这很明显的杖是需要的。
But especially in today's society,
但在今天的社会,
especially as we live in the United States,
特别是美国,
and then there's all this issue about child abuse.
都有很多所谓的这个虐待孩童的问题。
So the question is, how do we do it rightly?
我们怎么样做得对呢?
It is needed,
它是需要的。
But how do we do it correctly?
但我们怎么样正确的用杖?
So, we come back to that verse where it says, children are an inheritance of the Lord.
我们回到这个一样的,就是孩子是神的产业。
So we have to remember that our children are not our own property.
我们需要认识到孩子不是我们的财产。
So if he does not belong to you,
如果他不是属于我们的,
You will not spank your neighbor's child recklessly, right?
就像你不会打邻居的孩子，就是粗心大意的、随意的打他。
So you will the same way. We need to treat our children like the Lord's inheritance.
一样的，我们对的我们的孩子呢，要 看待他们是神所拥有的产业。
So if we have that in mind,
如果我们在这存有这样的心的话
and we also love them,
而且我们爱他们
and we out for the interest that we want them to grow up in the fear of the Lord,
而且我们要他们是能够成长以后敬畏神
then we should have the right balance.
那我们需要有个平衡。
So I always remember one thing that my father said to me.
啊，我总是记得我父亲说的。
So you should never spank your children when you're angry.
哦、当你生气的时候不要打你的孩子
because when you're angry you do not know how hard you're spanking your child
当你生气的时候你不知道打多大的力气
and then if you spank them too hard you've already sinned、
啊、当你打太重的时候你已经犯了罪
so and you then come to the issue right
那就产生了问题
so、I remember when I was 5
当我记得我是五岁的时候
and I was caught lying by my parents.
我说谎被父母抓到。
So this was a serious matter in our house.
在我们家这是一个严重的问题。
Because in our family, well, you know, as believers, we're not supposed to lie.
啊，因为我们是信主的，我们不应该说谎。
So we had a little family court.
啊，是我们家中，我们有家中的法庭。
We all got together.
我们都聚在一起。
And my father said, "So do you know what you did?"
啊，我父亲就问我说，你知道你做了什么吗？
I said, yes, I know I lied.
我说我知道我说谎。
He said, "Do you know that I have to discipline you?"
啊，他说我需要来管教你。
And I said, "Yes."
我说是的。
I said, "Do you understand that I'm doing this because I love you?"
你知道我这样做是爱你吗？
And so I said, "Yes."
我说是的。
So then it was determined that I needed 10 spanks.
那他们就决定我需要被打十下。
So then my father took me into the bathroom.
那我父亲就带我到
and close the door.
到这个洗手间，然后把门关起来。
Because he did not want to embarrass me in front of my siblings.
啊，他不希望我在姐妹弟兄姐妹之中啊羞辱。
So I still remember the 10 spanks. It hurt a lot.
所以我还记得那十下是很痛的。
So but after my father spanked me.
父亲打完以后
I was able to go to my mother and she comforted me.
我可以到我妈妈那里她就安慰了我。
So it was very calm.
所以就很平静的。
It was very explicit.
就是印象很深刻。
But I can tell you this.
但我可以跟你讲。
I still remember that incident to this day.
今天我仍然可以记得那个时候。
I remember the red tile in the bathroom still, even to this day.
我仍然记得那个浴室里面的红色的瓷砖的。
And it was pretty cold too.
很冷的感觉。
But I still remember to this day.
但我今天仍然记得。
But you know, from that day on, I could never tell a lie without my face turning red.
从那天开始，我说谎我一定会脸红。
So I can almost say this, that from that day on until today, maybe I could count on one hand how many times I've actually lied.
从那天到今天呢，也许我可以说我一只手可以数出我说了几次的话。
Because that became vivid for the rest of my life.
因为那件事情对我是一个很印象深刻的。
So you see, discipline is needed.
所以你们看见管教是需要的。
But just that one time, it actually has an effect for the rest of my life.
但一个管教可以让我一生都得到益处。
So even today, I can learn how to handle the word of God accurately.
到今天我仍然可以把神的话能够正确的来。
就是说，对，即便说主的话也是正确的。
就是把主的话可以正确的讲出来。
So it had an impact for the rest of my life.
所以在我的身上，余生里面有很大的影响。
So the rod is needed.
所以这个杖是需要的。
But again, remember that our children are the inheritance of the Lord.
记得我们的孩子是神的产业。
Okay.
好。
So we said that we need to let our children become arrows.
所以我们说呢，我们要让我们的孩子成为像一把剑，
像
一个剑一样。
We spoke of the fact that we need to have, they need to have character built up in them.
因为我们说到他们需要有品格。
So what does Proverbs show us about what are the characters that need to be built up?
那箴言里面讲到什么品格需要被建立呢？
So we know that wisdom is important.
我们知道智慧是很重要的。
Wisdom is important on how to raise our children.
智慧是我们在教养孩子的一生里面很重要的。
But actually, Solomon shares with us what is it that makes up wisdom.
但所罗门更教导我们，智慧是包括哪些部分
？So in Proverbs chapter 9,
在箴言的第九章
，Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1.
第九章的第一节,
it says, wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars.
智慧建造房屋,
so actually Solomon tells us that, if you build up the house of wisdom,
所以说我们说你若要智慧建造房屋,
it actually has seven pillars. Now what are pillars?
那什么是柱子呢?
Pillars are what holds up the whole house. So, what is it that Solomon is saying here?
那所罗门这边要说什么呢?
As he was building the house,
当他在建立房子的时候,
as he was building his palace,
当他建立他的皇宫的时候,
or the temple,
或者是圣殿,
or whether he was building up his own family,
或者他建立他的家室,
there were seven pillars that were critical in holding up this family.
有七根柱子很重要的来维持这个家室。
So in other words, there are seven pillars that need to be built up in his children.
换句话说,在他的孩子的身上,后裔的身上,有七根柱子是很重要的。
So what are these seven pillars?
那这七根柱子什么呢?
You don't have to go very far.
我们不需要看很远。
You actually can just read it directly in the book of Proverbs.
你在箴言这本书就可以看到。
So, what are the seven pillars?
什么是七个柱子呢?
You can find it from chapter 10 all the way to chapter 30.
你可以从第十章到30章找到他们。
It is spread throughout these chapters.
在这几章里面都可以找到这七个柱子。
So to help us remember what the seven pillars are,
让我们可以记得什么是七个柱子呢?
I came up with a short acronym.
我想出一个简短的方法。
And the acronym is Dr. Smith.
这个记忆的方法就是叫
Very easy to remember, right? Dr. Smith.
就是 Dr. Smith 这七个字呢，就代表
So Dr. Smith. Dr. Smith. So what are the seven pillars?
什么是七个柱子呢?
Number one, diligence.
第一个就是 Dr. 的 diligence 是勤劳的意思。
The second pillar is righteousness.
第二个字就是 R 代表是正义的。
Okay, self-control.
第三个就是所谓的自我节制。
Fourth pillar is mercy.
第四个M代表的是怜悯。
怜慈, or love or grace.
或者是爱跟恩典。
The fifth pillar is integrity.
那第五个呢,就所谓的正直。
Or to be perfect.
或者是完全。
The sixth pillar is truthfulness.
第六个T呢,代表真实,诚实。
Or faithfulness.
或者信实的。
And then the seventh pillar is humility.
第七个就所谓谦卑,谦虚,谦卑。
Yes. So these seven pillars make up all that is spoken of wisdom.
那么这七个呢,就品格,就是七个柱子的意思。
So these are the seven pillars that need to be established.
就是七个柱子需要被建立起来。
Actually, if you look at it from the New Testament terms,
如果你从新约的来看的话,
this is a description of the life of Christ.
这就是耶稣基督的生命。
Remember in the Gospel of Matthew,
记得在马太福音,
God said that the Queen of the South came to listen to Solomon speak.
就是讲到说,耶稣讲到说,南方的王来听所罗门的话。
But the Lord said, behold, someone greater than Solomon is here.
耶稣说,看啊,这里有一个人比所罗门更大。
Our Lord is a true Solomon.
我们的主就是真正的所罗门王。
So you see that the wisdom spoken of here is really describing our Lord.
所以我们看见这里讲到智慧是说到我们的主耶稣基督。
Solomon can only probably partially represent this.
所罗门可以部分的代表。
But the Lord is the one that truly represents that.
耶稣基督才真正的完全代表这个智慧。
So when we put on the new man,
所以当我们穿上新人的时候,
and when we allow the work of the cross to deal with us,
让十字架上在我们身上做工的时候,
and as these characters are formed in us,
这些个性格品格在我们身上成就,
then what you see is manifested as that new man.
那我们就看见了新人从这个身上彰显出来。
But in any case, in our specific example, we're talking about the children.
但我们看到,我们讲到是,特别讲到孩子们。
So these are the seven characters that should be built up in our children.
是讲到说,这个七个品格在孩子身上必须要被建立。
So first is diligence.
第一个就勤劳。
And where do we find that? We can turn that in, Proverbs chapter 10.
我们翻到箴言第十章。
Verse 4.
第四节,十章第四节。
Poor is he who works with a negligent hand, But the hand of the diligent makes rich.
所懒的要受贫穷，所勤的却要富足。
And then chapter 20, verse 13.
那再翻到二十章。
Verse 13.
十三节。
Do not love sleep, or you will become poor. Open your eyes, and you will be satisfied with food.
不要贪睡，免致贫穷。眼要睁开，你就吃饱。
I'm just giving you a few examples.
我只是给你们一些个例子。
Actually, there are many, many such verses spread throughout Proverbs.
像这样的经文在整个箴言里面很多。
If we can read them and even memorize them,
我们如果可以读它，而且把它记下来，记忆起来，
it will be of great help to everyone.
啊，那对我们每个人都很大帮助。
I actually have a PDF file that has the seven pillars.And the verses that refer to those pillars.
啊，那我在我的档案里面 ，PDF 档里面有所有这些经文讲到这七个柱子。
I can share it with the brother after the meeting.
啊，在会后之后呢，你们如果愿意，我可以跟你们分享。
And then righteousness.
那么第二个是义的。
Remember, Dr. Smith, right? Righteousness.
我们记得 R.
Dr.
的第二个字是 Dr.
Chapter 10, verse 16.
第十章十六节。
The wages of the righteous is life, the income of the wicked, punishment.
十章十六节，一人的勤劳自生，二人的进项自食。
Before I move on to righteous, actually, just to come back to diligence.
啊，在我讲到义的之前，我们先讲到勤劳这个。
I come back to.The example that was set for me.
啊，我要说到这个，我看到了一个例子。
So I can tell you this that I talked about hospitality that my mother exhibited.
啊，我曾经说到我妈妈的接待客人的好客。
But I can also say that I could also observe diligence on her part.
啊，同时在我妈妈身上也看见她是勤劳的。
She not only hosted.These relatives and brothers and sisters.
她不仅接待亲戚弟兄姐妹。
But I always remember she was non-stop, cooking three meals.
啊，我也看见她不停地为三餐在勤劳。
Now back when I was a kid, when we were still in Brazil.
啊，当我们在仍然在巴西，我小孩子的时候。
They didn't have washing machines.
啊，没有洗衣的机器，没有洗衣机。
So I remember my mom washed everything by hand.
我看到我妈妈是都用手来洗衣服。
But again, it left an impression on me.
啊，一样的，在我身上留下深刻印象。
And even until today, she still cooks three meals for my dad.
啊，就算今天仍然为我爸爸做三餐。
And for those of you that know my dad,
啊，你们有些人知道我的父亲。
He actually loves to read the Bible.
啊，他很喜欢读圣经。
And loves to read books.
啊，也很喜欢读书。
But that's about all he can do.
啊，这就是他能够做的。
I'm just exaggerating, but you know what I mean.
啊，我有一点夸大了，但这是你知道的。
So everything else falls on my mother.
啊，所以其他的家务事都我妈妈做。
But she's always been a great example of what diligence is.
啊，所以我妈妈就身上看到勤劳的样子。
Well, my dad also was diligent reading the word.
啊，当然我爸爸是很勤劳的读书跟读圣经。
In case this recording gets heard, right? So, that's okay. So righteousness, and then 10:21.
好，我们看到。第二个十章二十一节讲到义的正义的。
The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of understanding.
啊，十章二十一节，义人的口教养多人，愚昧人因无知而死亡。
And then verse 27 of the same chapter, the fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be shortened.
啊，同一章二十七节，敬畏耶和华使人日子加多。但二人的年岁必被减少。
And then, chapter 11 and verse 4.
啊，第十一章第四节。
Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death.
啊，发怒的日子资财无益，唯有公义能救人脱离死亡。
Okay. And then self-control.
好，我们下一个叫节制。
The S and Smith, chapter 10, verse 19.
第十章的十一节。 十章十九节。
When there are many words, transgression is unavoidable, but he who restrains his lips is wise.
多言多语难免有过，禁止嘴唇是有智慧。
And then, chapter 12, verse 18.
第十二章十八节。
There is one who speaks rashly like the thrust of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing.
说话浮躁的如刀刺人，智慧人的舌头却为医人的良药。
And then, Proverbs 13, verse 3.
第十三章第三节。
The one who guards his mouth preserves his life, the one who opens wide his lips comes to ruin.
谨守 口的得保生命，大张嘴的必致败亡。
So you're getting the theme here.
所以你可以看到。
Remember, James actually said, we can control so many things.
雅各说呢，说我们可以这个控制很多东西，
但是 we cannot control our tongue.
但是我们的舌头我们不能控制它。
And oftentimes the tongue sets things on fire.
那很多时候呢是舌头造成很多的问题。
Isn't that true in the family?
这在家庭是不是真实这样子？
Sometimes our spouse may say something to us.
有的时候我们的配偶可能会对我们说一些话。
And our temptation is to say something back.
我们有一个也想要。说回去
They said something sharp to us.
他们说更难听的话。
We said something sharper back.
那我们一样在说更难听的话回去。
And then it keeps on going, right?
就一直这样来回。
And then it's unending.
就是没有止境。
Then there's a big fight.
那就是一个大的征战。
But sometimes,
但有些时候
the Holy Spirit tells us,
这个圣灵会告诉我们
just don't say anything.
就不要说什么话。
And then there's that argument is avoided.
那么所有的争吵就没有了。
But how hard it is to control our tongue.
但我们知道这是多么的困难的控制
我们的舌头。Paul also tells us,
保罗也说
don't gossip,
不要多嘴
讲闲话。So you know that in the church there's so much gossip.
在教会我们也会常常听到一些闲话。
You know about this, you know about that.
你知道这个知道那个。
Sometimes you were not supposed to tell this to this brother or sister, but you did it.
有的时候你不应该把这个事情跟那个弟兄姐妹说，但是你就说了。
You create even more problems.
你造成更多的问题。
Isn't that true?
这是不是真实的景象呢？
But if we're able to be self-controlled,
如果我们能够控制节制自己，
isn't that a blessing to the church?
这对教会是一个祝福。
If you're able to keep a secret,
如果你能够保守这些秘密，
a brother or sister then can trust you.
那弟兄姐妹可以相信你。
And maybe over a course of many years, they can say a lot of things to you that they wouldn't otherwise say.
在经过很多年以后，他们会说，他们可以。
他们也许会对你说一些他们不会对其他人说的话。
对，在经过很多对。
Okay. And then because you might be the only person that can help that sister or brother.
因为可能你是唯一的一个人可以帮助这个弟兄或姐妹。
Because maybe they can't even tell their own spouse.
因为他们甚至不能跟他们的配偶说这些事情。
But isn't it true that if we tell it to somebody else?
但如果我们跟别人说了
we lose that opportunity.
我们就失去这些机会了。
So actually all of these things apply to the family.
其实这个也是一样对家庭是实用的。
But you know that it also applies to our church life.
在我们教会生活也是如此。
Remember, when Solomon built the palace and the temple as if you couldn't distinguish between the two.
就像所罗门在建立家跟建立这个圣殿你没办法分别是哪一个是哪一个。
But especially in the home,
尤其在家庭
if we want peace in the house,
我们希望在家有和平
if we can learn to control our tongue,
我们可以学习控制我们的舌头
if we're able to say one last word,
我们可以少说一句话
we can avoid many problems,
我们可以 预防很多事情
and we can build up our house,
我们可以建立我们的家
okay, then chapter 16 verse 32
好16章32节
He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who captures a city.
不轻易发怒的胜过勇士，制服己心的强如取城。
Isn't this so true?
啊，这是不是很真实的呢？
So one of the other problems is the short tempers from family members.
啊，在我们家庭里面的问题常常就是很容易发怒。
If we were able to be slow to anger,
如果我们可以慢慢的发怒，
就是不发怒，
不发怒。
We would avoid a lot of problems.
那我们就可以避免很多的问题。
So if we're able to control our tongue,
如果可以控制我们的舌头，
if we're able to control our temper,
啊，控制我们的脾气，
we can resolve many issues.
那我们可以啊，解决很多的问题。
Isn't it true? You can go in the meeting, for example.
啊，就像比如说在开会的，
you can go 5 years without ever blowing up.
你可以五年。
从来不发脾气，
五年从来不发脾气。
But you just blow up that one time.
啊，但是你可能就那么一次发飙。
And then maybe a brother or sister will never talk to you again.
啊，那也许弟兄姐妹就不再跟你讲话了。
But again, what is a pillar?
啊，什么是这个柱子呢？
A pillar is something that is unshakable, unmovable.
一个柱子是不能动摇的。
So when we believe in the Lord.
当我们信了主以后，
the life of Christ comes to dwell in us.
啊，基督的光，
基督的生命，
生命在我们照我们里面。
Now this life has all of the attributes of Christ.
那这个生命呢，有基督所有的品格。
This life carries the nature of Christ.
啊，那这些个生命呢，就是带有基督的性情里面。
So it has the love of Christ.
啊，它有基督的爱。
The patience of Christ.
基督的耐心。
And then the gentleness of Christ.
啊，基督的温和。
But when we just receive this life.
啊，当我们刚接受这个生命。
This life is like a newborn babe.
那这个像一个新生儿的生命。
You will exhibit some of this nature.
啊，也许可以彰显一些的性格。
So sometimes you may be patient.
啊，也许你可能会有耐心。
偶尔
有耐心。
Sometimes you are gentle.
啊，也许你是有些时候温和。
So sometimes you are patient.
啊，有些时候你会忍耐。
So, but what is character?
啊，什么是品格呢？
Is that as the Holy Spirit works in our lives?
当圣灵在我们的生命做工的时候。
As He causes different circumstances to come to us.
当他兴起我们周围不同的环境。
Then.This nature of Christ starts to become the character of Christ.
那么这些个基督的性格的性情呢，渐渐成为我们的性格。
So maybe you used to lose your temper easily.
啊，也许你本来很容易的啊发脾气。
But then the Lord gives you a difficult boss.
啊，那神就给你一个很困难对付的老板。
Now you cannot just lose your temper; you lose your job.
那如果你发脾气你就失掉工作了。
So even if your boss yells at you, you say okay, okay, okay.
啊，所以当你老板大声跟你喊的时候，你还说是是是。
And then you're able to receive that as a lesson from the Lord.
那你就可以从这里学习到一个从主来的功课。
Maybe after a year.
啊，也许一年之后。
Or two, or three, or four, or five, or ten.
啊，或者二三四，或者十年。
Then somehow that nature of Christ becomes a character of Christ.
那么这个基督的性情在你里面成为慢慢的成为品格。
性格。So what does that mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
Then no longer do you just have the patience of Christ.
那你不是只有啊忍耐基督的忍耐。
That occasionally this patience comes and then it goes.
啊，偶尔来可以忍耐，但有时候又不能忍耐。
But now that patience has become a character in us.
那么这个忍耐成为你的性格。
Or like a pillar.
或者像柱石。
Unshakable.
是不能动摇的。
So then we can become a patient person.
所以我们就可以称为说是一个啊有耐心忍耐的人。
So that person consistently demonstrates the patience of Christ.
这个人就可以啊显出他这个性格忍耐的性格是一致的经常的。
So that's a pillar.
啊，这是柱石的意思。
Okay.So we then move on to the next pillar.
那我们下啊看下一个柱石。
So the M in Dr. Smith is mercy.
啊 ，M 就代表怜悯。
Or love and grace.
或者是爱跟恩慈。
Chapter 10, verse 12.
第十章的十二节。
Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all transgressions.
十章十二节，恨能挑起争端，爱能遮掩一切过错。
And then chapter 15 and verse 4.
15章的第四节。
A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but perversion in it crushes the spirit.
温良的舌是生命树，乖谬的嘴使人心碎。
And then finally, chapter 19, verse 17.
第十九章十七节。
One who is gracious to a poor man lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his good deed.
怜悯贫穷的就是借给耶和华，他的善行耶和华必偿还。
One of the things that also was an impression that was left on me.
在我的这个身上还有一个件事情很深刻的。
As I was growing up,
当我在成长过程里面
was that I learned that we need to be gracious.
我们我就学到一个，我们需要有恩慈。
But then not just gracious.
不但是只有恩慈
，but to be generous.
而且要能够是大方慷慨。
To be generous with the money that the Lord has given us.
神给我们的金钱，我们要慷慨。
So there was such an impression left on me.
这在我身上也是有个很深刻印象。
As I was growing up.
当我在成长过程里面。
And I was also always taught that if you give to the Lord.
我也被教导，如果我把钱给了神
，the Lord then might give you more.
那神。会给你更多。
If what the Lord gives you, you just hold for yourself.
如果神给你，你只把它据为己有。
The Lord might not give you anymore.
那神就不再给你。
So sometimes people say, well, why is it that even amongst believers there are those that have more and those that have less?
为什么在信主的人里面有些人多，有些人少
？Because some may not be able to handle more.
因为有些人可能不能够。管理那么多。
So maybe if the Lord gives you $1 million today,
也许神今天给你一百万
，you'll never come to the meeting again.
那你就不会再来聚会了。
You don't need to meet.
你不需要再去依靠神。
I have everything.
我已经拥有一切了。
But maybe if the Lord gives you $1 million,
那也许神给你一百万
，and then you're able to be a good steward of that $1 million.
那你也许可以好好管理这一百万
，and then use it for the Lord's purpose.
可以用为神所使用的。
Then the Lord might bless you with $10 million.
那也许神就给你一千万
，because the Lord knows you can handle it.
因为神知道你可以好好管理。
So this was the lesson that was taught me when I grew up.
这是在我成长过程里面我被教导的。
That we are to be generous.
我们必须要对神，我们要大
方。We need to think of others that have greater needs than us.
我们需要对别人有比我们更多需要的，我们要慷慨的给他们。
This reminds me of the story of George Mueller.
这让我想起一个故事，叫乔治·米勒的故事。
And he was famous because built many orphanages.
他很有名，因为他建立很多孤儿院。
If I'm not mistaken, over the course of the many years that he built these orphanages, he took care of more than 10,000 orphans.
如果我记得没错的话，他在这个过程里面大概有照顾了一万个孤儿。
And people, you know, on the day that George Mueller died,
在乔治·米勒死掉的那天
，I think he had like $60 in his bank account.
他银行里面只有60英镑。
But do you know that over the course of his life,
你知道在他的一生的过程里面
，I think more than $7 million, dollars or pounds passed through his hands.
在他手中经手的有超过700万或7万英镑或美金。
Imagine that if you're able to support 10,000 orphans.
想想看，如果你要去照顾一万个孤儿的话
，How much money had to pass through his hands？
那么需要多少个钱从你手上经过呢
？And then he never asked for donations。
但他从来没有要求人家捐赠。
But he always just knelt and prayed。
他总是跪下来祷告。
And he said, "I do not know of a prayer that the Lord has not answered."
他说呢，我不知道有一个祷告神没有垂听的。
The one prayer I think he had was a prayer for 60 years。
有一个祷告，他祷告了60年。
He was praying for someone to be saved.
他祷告人有些人可以得救。
He wrote down in his notebook all the things that he needed to pray for.
他就把所有需要祷告的这些人，他把他记下来。
But there was one individual he prayed for 60 years.
有一个人，他祷告60年。
That the person would be saved.
让这个人可以得救。
And then this person was finally saved 2 months after George Mueller died.
这个人在他死亡。过世两年两个月以后得救了。
He was truly a man of faith.
他是真正的有信心的人。
But more than that,
啊，远超过这个。
This was a brother full of love.
这是一个非常有爱心的弟兄，充满了怜悯。
He loved those kids.
他爱这些孩子们。
And yet, he was very generous.
啊，同时他也是非常的大方。
He did not spend money on himself.
他自己不花钱。
Again, he only had 60 pounds in his bank account.
他银行里面只有60英镑。
But the Lord entrusted so much into his hand.Because he was generous and was willing to give out.
但神在他手上经过啊，经历经手这么多钱，因为他是一个大。
So this is mercy.
啊，就讲到一个怜悯。
Next one, this in Smith integrity, the I in Smith integrity.
啊，那么下一个呢，就讲到正直。
Chapter 10, Proverbs chapter 10,
第十章
，verse 9,
第九节。
He who walks in integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways will be found out.
行正直路的步步安稳，走弯曲道的必致败落。
And then chapter 11 and verse 3. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the crookedness of the treacherous will destroy them.
第十一章第三节，正直人的纯正必引导自己，奸诈人的乖僻必毁灭自己。
So I want to share one more another example of the impression that was left upon me.
啊，我要再分享一件，就是在我身上的印象有关
this matter of integrity.
有关正直的事情。
You know, I would always remember.
啊，我总是记得。
Whenever we go to the supermarket.
当我们去超市的时候。
And then sometimes, the cashier would give the wrong change.
啊，有的时候那个收柜台的这个会给我们。找错误的这个零钱。
But if they always if there ever if the change was ever any ever wrong,
啊，如果找错了
，my mom would always go back and say, "Oh, you gave me too much back."
啊，我的母亲会去跟他说，你找我们太多了。
Or you did not charge me for this.
啊，或者是你没有收这个东西的钱。
It was something very small.
啊，虽然是很小的事
，but it left an impression on me.
但在我身上有很深的印象。
So this is integrity.
啊，就讲到一个正直。
So from that point on,
啊，从那个之后
，as the same thing would happen to me,
啊，就如果有一样事情发生在我身上
，it was as if it was natural to go back and say, "Hey, you counted the wrong change."
那么我一样很自然的，我会去回去跟他们说，你啊，找太多给我了。
So it's in these matters that we need to be an example to our children.
啊，像这个就是我们需要给孩子一个榜样。
So the Lord said, "Render to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar."
Render to Caesar,
就是
属于撒的啊，
属于该撒的就
该撒，
就
属于该撒的就给该撒。
What belongs to God, you should give to God.
如果是给神的，属神的就给神。
So in this matter of paying taxes,
就像我们赋税一样。
And you know, in the world, it's a common practice to evade taxes.
啊，在我们缴税的时候，我们经常就会说要逃避税。
在世界里，
在世界里就会逃避税。
But what are the example that we set for our children?
但是我们基督徒，我们怎么样？给孩子榜样呢
so that they can live a life of integrity.
所以他们可以活出一个正直的生活来。
The next item is the T in Smith, truthfulness.
下一个 T 就讲到诚实。
Chapter 12, verse 19.
十二章十九节。
Truthful lips will be established forever, but a lying tongue is only for a moment.
口吐真言永远坚立，舌说谎话。只存片时。
Okay, and then verse 22.
二十二节。
Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are His delight.
说谎言的嘴为耶和华所憎恶，行事诚实的为他所喜悦。
So, truthfulness.
所以这是讲到诚实。
I already told you about my lesson on not lying.
我告诉你我这个不再说谎的这个故事。
And then finally, humility.
最后讲到谦卑。
Proverbs 11, verse 12.
箴言十一章十二节。11, 12.
Yeah. He who despises his neighbor lacks sense, but a man of understanding keeps silent.
藐视邻舍的 毫无智慧，明哲人却静默不言。
Then verse 14.
14节
Where there is no guidance, the people fall, but in abundance of counselors, there is victory.
无智谋，民就败落，谋士多，人便安居。
So we should teach our children not to be proud.
所以我们要教导我们孩子不骄傲。
In chapter 13, verse 1.
13章第一节
A wise son accepts his father's discipline, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke.
智慧子听父亲的教训，懈慢人不听责备。
Okay, so brothers and sisters, these are just a few examples from each of these pillars.
弟兄姐妹，这只是一些个例子，从这几个柱子。
Now there are 31 chapters in Proverbs.
有31章，箴言有31章。
Maybe one way to help your children.
也许可以帮助你孩子的方法是。
Is that maybe we can read a chapter with them every day of the month.
我们可以每天读一章，读一章。
You don't have to. We don't have to. Say much more, but maybe just read it.
我们不需要说很多话，就只是读就可以。
And then after a month, we have been able to read it through once.
一个月以后我们就读一次了。
And then after a year, we can read it through it 12 times.
那么一年我们就读12次。
There's a lot of words of wisdom from this book.
这本书里面有讲到很多智慧。
But the fact that it is in the Bible.
就是因为是。这是在圣经里面。
Because Solomon wrote many other proverbs.
因为所罗门写很多的箴言。
But we know that these are inspired by the Holy Spirit.
因为我们知道这是圣灵所这个启示的在这里。
So these can be helpful to us not just for this earthly life, but also for a spiritual life.
这是给我们的箴言的智慧，不只是在世上的生活，也在属灵里面。
So it is important for us to give instruction to our children.
所以这是很重要，给我们孩子教导训诲。
Now these are the seven pillars.
这是七个柱子。
This should be the standard.
这应该是一个标准。
But for this to truly be a reality,
像这个标准能够成为具体的事实。
They need to accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
首先他们必须要接受耶稣基督为救主。
Because as we said, this is but nothing but the description of the life of Christ.
因为这讲到耶稣的生命。
So for this truly then to be their character.
就要真正成为他们的性格。
We need to give them an environment that they can accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
我们需要给他们一个环境，让他们可以接受主。
So God does not have grandchildren.
因为神没有孙子。
God only has children.
神只有孩子。
So we should not assume that because they go to Sunday school, because they've heard all this, that they're actually saved.
我们不可以认为他们就到主日学、到教会，他们就得救了。
So our greatest responsibility is to bring them before the Lord.
所以我们很大责任是把他们带到主的面前来。
But in our life as an example,
在我们的生活里面要成为榜样。
Through our instruction,
经过我们的教导。
And then through our discipline.
经过我们的管教。
According to the Proverbs, we can through the rod get rid of their foolishness.
箴言告诉我们说，借由这个杖可以除去他们的愚昧。
So we need the wisdom from the Lord.
所以我们需要神的智慧。
And then finally, in Proverbs 31.
最后在箴言三十一章。
We can read from verse 10.
我们可以从第十节开始念。
This is a wonderful passage.
这是一个很好的，这是一个很好的一章。
Verse 10, an excellent wife who can find, or a virtuous woman who can find, for her worth is far above jewels.
第十章的第十节、十一节，才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。
The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. Maybe we can alternate. 弟兄，你读十二节。
Okay. 我们第中文第十二节，她一生使丈夫有益无损。有 13. 你有没有？
你刚读十一还是十二节
？I say I read 12.
Yeah.
You read 11. I read 12, and then you're 13.
Okay.She looks for wool and flax and works with her hands in delight.
14节，她好像商船从远方运粮来。
She rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household and portions to her maidens.
16节，他想得田地就买来，用手所得之力栽种葡萄园。
She girds herself with strength and makes her arm strong.
18节，他觉得所经营的有力，他的灯终夜不灭。
She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hands grasp the spindle.
他张手周济困苦人，伸手帮补穷乏人。
She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet.
她为自己制作绣花毯子，她的衣服是细麻和紫色布做的。
Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land.
她做细麻布衣裳出卖，又将腰带卖与商家。
Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future.
她开口就发智慧，她舌上有仁慈的法则。
She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
她的儿女起来称她有福，她的丈夫也称赞她。
Many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all.
艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，为敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
Give her the product of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. So you can see from chapter 31 and verse 10 to 31,
你可以看从31章的第10节到第31节
这里。That here you find the mother.
你这里看到母亲的教导。
And what you find in her is this.
你看到她是这样子。
That all the, each of the seven pillars can be found in her.
这七个柱子的都可以在这里面找到。
We talked about diligence.
我们讲到勤劳。
And here it says that verse 27. She does not eat the bread of idleness.
好，她并不吃闲饭。
And then while her lamp, verse 11, her lamp does not go out at night.
11节讲到说 11?
Yeah, verse 11.Sorry, verse 18. And so you see that, and then not only that, she is humble.
也看到她也是谦卑。
Because you see, when she makes the clothing, she makes it a fine linen and purple.
你看到她做衣服的时候，她为全家人做朱红色的。
The coverings for herself is purple.
她制作
第二十二节。
第二十二节，她制衣服是细麻跟紫色披做的。
So that means she is royalty.
所以就看讲到说她的这个皇尊贵，皇
家
尊贵。
And she's the queen.
所以她这是一个皇后。
So not only that, but she serves her family.
而且呢，她虽然是一个皇后，她也是服侍全家的人。
So she's humble.
所以她是一个很谦卑的
人。She does not just take her position.
她不是只有坐在她的王位上。
And she's full of love.
她是充满了爱。
Because she gives to the poor.
因为她给贫穷的人。
So on and so forth.
等等之类的。
So you can see that all of these are found in the mother.
所以你可以从她身上看到这些个品格。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们
what does this show us?
这告诉我们什么呢?
It shows us that Solomon as the father,
所罗门是父亲,
and here the example of the mother,
这里是一个母亲的榜样,
you see that in them you can find all these characters.
在他们里面都可以看到这些个性格。
So it's important that all of us are first conformed to the image of Christ.
所以我们很重要，我们每一个人都要磨成像耶稣的样子。
We need to learn the lesson of being conformed into His image.
我们需要学习怎么样能够磨成像耶稣的样子。
We need to allow the Holy Spirit to do a work in us.
我们必须要允许圣灵在我们身上做。
And these characters are formed in us.
当我们里面有这些个性格产生出来。
As our children imitate us.
当我们的孩子来学我们的。
So in reality, our children are being conformed to our image.
那么孩子就会成为被磨成。
So, you know, we're always happy when we say, oh, your son just looks just like you.
我们都很高兴人家说你的儿子就像你。
Or your daughter looks just like you.
或者你的女儿像你。
But of greater importance,
但更重要的是,
is somehow that they can say, oh, she's just like you. She's diligent.
你可能会更高兴说她很像你这么样的勤劳。
Oh, he is like you because he has self-control.
她像你一样的她能够有自我节制。
So you see the picture?
你看到这个图画吗?
Because the father and the mother, these characters are being built up in them as well.
因为爸爸妈妈的缘故，那这些个性格就被建立起来。
Then these children can also grow up.
那他们的孩子呢，也可以成长起来。
And these characters can also be formed in them.
那在他们里面就有这个性格被建立。
So imagine.
所以想象。
If every member of the family.
如果我们家里的每一个成员。
Is diligent.
是勤劳的。
Is humble.
是谦卑的。
Has self-control.
是节制的。
Don't you think this will be a happy family?
那你不想这是你想这不是一个幸福的家庭吗?
Isn't then this just like heaven on earth?
这不像就是天上在地上吗?
Isn't it then this then we are returning to the original will of God?
那你不是看到我们就回复到神起初的旨意吗?
But we have to remember.
但我们必须要记得。
First that the reality of what Joshua said.
就是耶稣雅所说的。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
至于我，我和全家必服侍耶和华。
In the other words, as for me and my house, the Lord is the Lord of my house.
换句话说呢，至于我跟我的家，神是我们家的主。
主就是我们家的主。
主是我们家的主。
So His life is dominant in our house.
他的生命呢，在我们家里面有主权。
This is a secret of a happy family.
这是我们幸福家庭的秘诀。
So finally, if we could read in Galatians chapter 5.
最后如果我们可以看加拉太书第五章。Chapter 5.
Yes. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19.
好，加拉太书第五章十九节。
Now, the second day we mentioned about how men fell into the flesh.
那第二天我们讲到人怎么样堕落到血气。
And this is what Paul talks about. The deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
这边保罗所说的教导的就是属肉体的情欲是这样子，第十九章到十九节到二十一节，情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你，你们行这样事的人，必不能承受神的国。
So by reading these verses, now you understand why there's so many broken homes.
那么读到这个经文就知道为什么今天有这么多破碎的家庭。
If every member of the family practices these things, the result is a broken home.
如果家庭的成员有人是这样子的话，那这个家庭肯定破碎了。
There is no peace in the house.
那么家里没有和平。
There is just argument.
就只有争吵。
There is just division.
只有纷争。
Right? But then, if we read on.
那我们继续的读。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness and faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
好，圣灵所结的果子，从二十二节开始，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Don't these fruits of the Spirit remind you of the seven pillars we read about?
这圣灵所结的果子，是不是让你想到，就像刚刚讲的七个柱子？
And so, then what does Paul say?
那之后保罗继续说。
In verse 24.
在二十四节这里
He says, Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
就是凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
如果我们让从圣灵生，我们也就靠着圣灵而行事。
So brothers and sisters, it says,we who belong to Christ Jesus need to have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
那这边就讲到说，我们属耶稣基督的人要把邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
So in the family, we need to crucify the flesh with its passions and desires.
所以我们就需要把我们的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
And then what? Live by the Spirit.
那我们就可以靠着圣灵行事。
Put on the new man.
啊，穿上新人。
That's the secret of a happy family.
这就是我们幸福家庭的秘诀。
Now, as I said, as each one of us in the family and these pillars are built up in each of our children.
啊，让我们刚刚看见，如果我们家庭的孩子们都能够被建立这个七个柱子的性格。
And if each family, is built up this way.
那每一个家庭都是这样的方式。
When every family is, then comes together.
那每一个家庭在聚在教会里面。
Wouldn't you think that the church will be healthy?
那你们不认为这样教会就可以成为健全的吗？
Paul says, you are, to the Corinthian church, there are divisions among you because you are fleshly.
啊，保罗在哥林多教会里面就说，因为你们之间有纷争。
But if we can learn the lesson to, crucify the flesh with its passions and desires in our home.
那如果我们在家里可以操练，让肉体的邪情私欲钉在十字架上。
Learn to live by the Spirit in our homes.
在家里操练啊，靠着圣灵行事。
Then, as we gather as the church,
那当我们在教会聚在一起的时候
，then you discover that if we walk by the Spirit,
那我们就会发现，当我们都是靠着圣灵行。
Then will there be unity in the body?
我们当中就会合一。
So we all need to grow up.
所以我们都需要成长。
We all need to put on Christ.
我们都需要穿上基督。
We need to allow the Holy Spirit to deal with us.
我们需要让圣灵在里面来对付我们。
Crucify the flesh with its passions and desires.
把邪情私欲钉在十字架上。
But as we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us.
如果我们让圣灵在我们身上做工。
Allow the nature of Christ to become the character of Christ.
让基督的性情在我们身上成为我们的性格。
Not just in our earthly family, but also in our heavenly family.
不是只有我们在地上的家庭，而是在天上的家。
And then what we exhibit are these pillars.
当我们彰显这些个性柱石的性格的时候。
Love.
爱。
Truthfulness.
真实。
Humility.
谦卑。
All these things.
所有这些事情。
Then the Lord can gain a glorious church for himself.
那么神主可以在教会里面得到荣耀。
And then, as each family, this is a reality.
如果这个每一个家庭都成为这样具体的事实。
And then in each city, each lampstand also has this reality.
那每一个城市也都有这样的灯台。
And all over the world, in each of these cities, you can see these lampstands.
在全世界上每一个城市都有这样的灯台。
Then as if God is bringing back, all the lost territory.
那么神可以得着所有失上的、失去的这个土地。
Through man, then God can win back what was lost.
那么经由人，神可以夺回所失去的。
And then, the Lord God's eternal purpose is fulfilled.
那么神永远的计划就能够成就。
So we thank God.
那我们感谢神。
That we had this beginning in the book of Genesis.
我们有这个。创世纪刚开始的这本书。
But in Revelation chapter 19,
那么在启示录最后十九章
and 20,
还有二十章
it talks about the Lord's return.
告诉我们主会再回来。
That one day Christ is going to reign on this earth.
有一天主要在地上掌权作王。
And we who are like him,
我们像他
we, will be able to shine with him.
我们也一样的能够与他一同来掌权。
We can reign with him on this earth.
我们可以在地上与他同掌权。
Then God's original purpose will be truly fulfilled.
那么神起初的计划就能够成就。
Then man will truly be the ruler of this world.
那么人就可以成为在地上掌权作王。
They can rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and all the creeping things.
他们可以管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟以及地上所有爬物。
All of us then have fulfilled the purpose of God.
我们每一个人都能够成就神的旨意。
So may the Lord continue to speak to us.
愿神继续的向我们说话。
May we bow with a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we want to commit these words back to you.
神主，我们愿意把这些话语再次带回到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you that children are your inheritance.
主，我们知道孩子是你的产业。
It's a great responsibility.
是很大的责任。
But we thank you, Lord, that, it is, you will take up the responsibility.
主，但我们感谢你，因为是你要负这个责任。
Lord, may we learn to cooperate with you.
主，让我们学习与你同工。
We do entrust our children back into your hands.
我们再次把我们的孩子交托在你的手上。
Lord, in our hands, it is not safe.
主，孩子在我们手上 不安全。
But they are safest in your hands.
但他们在你的手上就是安全稳妥。
Lord, but we pray that you may do a work in each one of us.
主，我们愿你在我们每个人身上做工。
That we may allow the your life to reign in us.
主，我们愿意你的生命在我们的身上掌权。
That the nature of Christ can become the character of Christ in each one of us.
愿基督的性情在我们的身上成为性格。
As we are conformed to the image of Christ.
当我们被塑造成基督的样子。
And as our children become like us.
我们的孩子像我们一样。
Lord, you may gain many families for yourself.
主，你可以得着每个很多的家庭。
Lord, that there may truly be a testimony of heaven on earth in each family.
啊，在每个家庭可以见证在地上如在天上。
Lord, that as we then come together as the church.
主，当我们这些家庭聚在一起成为一个教会。
So, Lord, you may gain for yourself a glorious church.
主，在教会你能够成为荣耀的君王。
Without spot or wrinkle.
没有玷污，没有皱纹。
Full of glory.
充满了荣耀。
Lord, then that your will may be fully fulfilled.
主，你的旨意可以完全的成就。
Lord, do this work.
主，做你自己的工作。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.